I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
So this is just going to be recorded from my car. The whole purpose of the show is to document everything as it happens and not focus on quality, not focus on organization, not focus on getting clear, concise points across, not focusing on being professional in anything that I say or do. I don't give a fuck. It's just about documenting the day-to-day and everything that I do so that when I get to wherever I'm going in 20 years, 15 years, 27 years, whatever, we can look back and we can have every single episode on recording about everything that I did and every thought that I had, every self-doubt, every win, every loss, every success, every failure, everything leading up to the point of me making it to wherever I end up. That's the whole point of all of this, because nobody's ever done it before, to my knowledge, and nobody's been consistent with it as I will be. I'm going to record 20 years worth of episodes, and I'm not going to miss one single day, because the barrier for me recording an episode is so low. It's not about uploading a show, because I can always backlog and upload 10 in one day if I needed to. It's about recording one every day. And it's as easy as what I'm doing right now. I'm driving, I open voice memos, I click record, here we are. That's the easiest way. There's no easier way to record yourself. Let's think about this. So I have my phone, I swipe up, click voice memos, so that's two motions. I click record, that's three. It takes three motions, so I swipe up, tap, tap. It's never been easier to document, so that's what I'm doing. So, I mean, the whole intro and the whole outro already say everything that I just said. But I mean that, like, the whole point of all of everything I'm doing here is just to get a message out, record my thoughts, record my doubts, whatever, whatever's going on, record my wins, you know. And obviously that's going to evolve with time, because right now nothing's happening. But I'm sure in 3 years when I'm like, holy shit, bro, I just lost 50 grand, that'll be a good episode. Or conversely, holy shit, I just made my first million. That'll be a cool episode. And that's the whole point of every single episode from here on out. I mean, that's how the whole thing's always been, but I guess just for clarification, so. And with that being said, totally forgot what I was going to talk about. So let me pause and come back. Hold on. All right, we got it. So I have been going to bed at 8 o'clock recently. Actually going to sleep within 15 minutes of 8 o'clock, which is such a win for me. So I wake up at 3:23. No shit, my alarms say 3:23. No, 3:22. And 4 minutes later, 3:26 and 3:27. That's when I got out of bed. It's weird. I don't give a fuck. But that's what time I wake up. And so if I want to get 7 hours of sleep, I got to go to bed. I got to be asleep at 8:22. So by me going to bed at 8 and then hopefully falling asleep by 8:22, which I have been the last 3 days, I think, or 2 days, I don't know. Point of what I'm saying is I've been getting better quality sleep, I would imagine, based on how I'm feeling, and that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. I just feel so much better. Energy levels are there. My focus is there. Like, everything I'm doing, I don't know, man. I'm just not feeling burnt out, whatever the fuck that means. I'm not feeling dreadful of what everything I have to do. I'm not feeling overwhelmed. I mean, I'm always stressed out because I always have so many things I want to accomplish that always never happen, just because maybe I expect too much out of myself, but I don't think that's a bad thing. But it's been made more, what am I trying to say? It's never been made more clear to me than now that sleep is absolutely 1000% vital for just fucking everything. And I think why I've never truly connected the dots with that is because I've never been doing so much in life to where I have been trying so hard to just optimize everything, kind of, so that I'm able to work as effectively as possible. Because in the past, I would, you know, I mean, I've told this story 1 million times, but literally last year, right now, I was in Colorado. I was going to FedEx. I was doing average, no shit, like 260 stops a day. I was able to bust ass nonstop. So I was getting home around 5 or 6 daily, but I was making really good money for a lone single guy. So let's just be transparent. How much was I making? So every single day that I went in, I made no less than $225 a day. And then if I did, so every amount, every stop above $170 was a dollar. So I would do $260, so that's $90 extra dollars. So I was making $310 per day. So working 6 days per week. So that is $1,860 gross per week. So net taxes, so that would be about $1,500 take home per week. So that's net. But if you go gross, that would be $18,000. So close to $90,000. So that's really fucking cool. And all I was doing, and so that's just me kind of documenting everything. I don't know, whatever. Take it how you want. But and now I make a lot less than that. So that's great. So anyway, I would work. I would come, so I would sleep whenever the fuck I went to bed. I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 a.m. Just playing RuneScape and Minecraft, dude. No exaggeration. That's all I was doing. And then I would wake up, go to work, come home 5 or 6, and I just wouldn't do anything. There was no additional mental requirement or energy required or any other physical activities I was doing. I came home and laid in bed or sat on my computer and did nothing. I just was a lazy fucking loser. That's all I was. And speaking of which, I can confidently say that I don't feel that way anymore, which is really cool. Completely changed my whole self-image, so really cool. But that's all I was doing. So, and I was sleeping like shit, and I wasn't doing anything, but I'd never realized the value of Jesus Christ. The whole point of what I'm saying is sleep is so goddamn important, and I didn't realize it until I started actually doing stuff with my life. And so by me doing 75 hard, doing the double workouts, gallon of water, reading, and then when I went into phase one and phase two, when I did phase one, fail on day 25, redid it, I was doing so much shit that I was just on a mission nonstop. That was some really, you hear those snaps? Those are good. But I was on a mission. As soon as I got off work, I had to go directly to the gym or an outdoor workout, whatever I was doing. I think I was hitting the gym in the morning. So I hit the gym in the morning, so I'd wake up at 2:30, be to the gym by 3:30, ish, and then finish my workout by 4:30-ish, and then, or I guess 4:15. What did I do? I think I woke up by 3, got to the gym by 3:40. Who gives a fuck, dude? And so I hit the gym in the morning, and then after work, I would come home, do my outdoor workout, then get in the ice bath, then record a podcast, then I would practice all my gratitude shit, then I would stretch, then I would do visualization, then I would take a cold shower. And then I did one more thing. What was it? No, then I did the supplementation research into the ingredients, writing about them, then journaled that, and I'd go to bed. And I did that for 25 days and failed, then restarted, and then kept two of the things, which is the podcast and the stretching, kept all of that and did more. And I did that, between day one of the failed attempt and day 30 of the successful attempt, there was a total, I think, 62 days, because there was a week gap between the failed attempt and the start of the successful attempt. So, and I was just doing so much shit, dude. And that, I think, was so important for me, because that made me realize that I could do all of that. On the second run, I actually only had 2 days off the entire time. I was working FedEx every day because it was peak season. But that made me realize that there's so much juice that you can squeeze out of the lemon. You just have to squeeze the goddamn lemon. And sometimes it's hard to squeeze a lemon. And this sounds really weird, but whatever. So it's really important for me to realize that, because now I'm doing a lot less, but I'm like, oh man, this is tough. Oh man, I need to sleep better. And it's like, dude, maybe I'm just contradicting myself now, but just with everything that I want to do, it's never been more clear to me that I need to get better quality sleep. And so, call me a grandpa, dude, but I'm trying to be ready for bed by 7:45 p.m. So I can be ready for bed 7:45, be asleep 8:15, sleep for 7 hours, 7.5 hours, you know. I get to 3:30, wake up, take an ice bath, shower, get ready for the day, prep for, you know, and then work technically it's only 9 hours, but it's, you know, from 5 to 2:30. Add in the drive time now, which adds 20 minutes on the front and back end, so that's 40 minutes. So it's about 10 hours, 10 minutes that I dedicate to the working aspect of my life for my full-time job. And then after that, I go to the gym. So I got a lot of things that I want to do, and it's really difficult to do them when you can't focus and when you're tired as shit. And then there's a whole other side of the equation, which is like, dude, it doesn't matter how you feel. Get the shit done. Don't be a bitch. And I think the disconnect happens because people don't think that way. I used to not think that way. I used to think, okay, I'm tired. It's probably better if I don't work. But it's like, it doesn't matter how you feel, because the shit's got to get done, you know? And I always used to hear people say that and think, wow, you're one of those guys. Okay, I'm not. All right, you're pretty pretentious, huh? I don't care how I feel. It's just got to get done. And that was just a reflection of my insecurities as a man. And now that I've, I guess, grown up and realized that, I don't know, man. It's weird to talk about because I still feel like a prick talking about stuff. It's because a lot of people don't see it that way. And I think that I'm speaking from my insecurities, or that I'm speaking from confidence in my abilities, but I'm hearing myself from my insecurity, from my previous, my past insecurities. And so that's why I feel insecure talking about it all. Because it's like, oh shit, I feel like a fraud. Because, you know, just 8 short months ago, I was that loser ass bitch who couldn't even muster up the discipline to go for a 45 minute power walk, you know? And now it's like I'm waking up at 3:30 a.m. and sitting in 38 degree water for 5 minutes for no other reason than I don't want to. And that's no bullshit. I don't know, man. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Sleep is important. Get good quality sleep. Fuck what everybody else says, dude. Be the grandpa. It doesn't matter, dude. Your life will drastically improve if you get good quality sleep. That's what I've been doing. I'm very proud to say that. So anyway, that's the show. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.